ending a relationship. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation, ending a relationship. How do we end a relationship? How do we complete a relationship? How do we have a relationship that ends? Well, that's something to meditate on. What is a relationship? Well, as we meditate on it, it's just a thought. A relationship is a thought. Now, what thought is that relationship? Is that relationship a thought of love and sharing and oneness? Is that relationship a thought of peace and harmony and goodness? Is that relationship a thought of wholeness, of health, of abundance? What is that relationship? Well, I end relationships all the time. In other words, I end thinking a thought about a particular thing all the time. And you might say, well, why not start thinking about a thought all the time? Well, because first I'm ending it. I have a thought that I don't feel too well. And my body tells me I don't feel too well. My body has aches and pains, and I have all sorts of aches and pains that make me feel very uncomfortable. And they're very real. They're not just some figment of some imagination. They're very real. Ah, yes. Okay. I would like to end that thought. Well, I keep thinking about my body. I keep feeling the pain. I keep knowing whatever my body tells me about its experience, and that's not a very happy time. And so I say to myself, I'd like to end that relationship. I'd like to say goodbye to the pain. And so I say to myself, how do I say goodbye to the pain? I say goodbye to the pain by saying hello to wholeness. Hello to a body that is feeling great. Hello to me at my highest and best. Hi, me. Hi. Oh, hi, me. Yes, every cell of my body knows exactly what it's supposed to do. Hi, me. I like me. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And I talk to myself. I cease the relationship I had with my body of a painful relationship, and I open up the relationship with my body of a happy relationship. My finger gives me a little tingle, and I say, hey, you finger, you're whole and perfect. Smile, and I kiss my finger, and I say, you're wonderful, I love you, I love you, I love you. And before I know it, I'm thinking about my finger, not with the pain that it had, but with the happiness that is flooding in and out of my finger as a joyous energy pulsation that it is. And what happened to the unhappy feeling, I don't care. That's not my concern. My concern is only what the good feeling is. And so I concentrate on that good feeling. I put that good thought in my mind of my finger feeling wonderful, fantastic, my leg, my arm, my back, my tummy, my head, whatever it is that's talking to me and saying, hey, I got a problem here. And we say, yep, you got a problem, all right. You got a bad thought that's dwelling there, and I'm going to take that bad thought and just ignore it, and I'm going to put in a good thought, a beneficial thought. And that thought says, I feel great, I feel great, I feel great. Oh, woo-hoo-hoo. Herb, you're a nut. Yes, isn't it wonderful? When I learn to think my thoughts, when I learn to meditate upon every good thought for myself, I demonstrate every good thought in my life. When I learn to let my mind meditate on, think upon, dwell upon, pay attention to that which is a blessing, that which is good, that which is beneficial, then that's what I experience. Because my body is a pure energy body. And the energy is happy to flow hither and yon. It's happy to flow up, down, sideways, anywhere, swirl around, relax. My energy is perfectly ready to do anything that I think for it. Whatever thought I think about my energy, that's what it does. And so I say that my energy is a wholeness energy. It experiences, expresses, and opens up my awareness to my original purity and integrity, and that's what I am. I think upon my original purity and integrity, and the energy of my body demonstrates my original purity and integrity. I think upon my original wholeness, my original divine pattern, my original cause that I am, and the energy in my body, which is just there to do my bidding, whatever my bidding may be, leaps in there and says, right, oh, I like that original purity and integrity stuff. That's cool. It's a beautiful pattern. It is a pattern that is so stout, so strong, and so powerful, and so joyous. Wow, how wonderful that is. And indeed, it is very wonderful. And as I dwell upon that, and as I think upon that, and as I live in that awareness, I experience every good and beautiful thought. I end a relationship with a thought, and I start a relationship with a thought. Before I can say goodbye to John, I have to know what I'm going to do next. Because there I am talking to John, and John is saying, oh, let's have a couple of beers. Let's go out and have some cigarettes. Let's go out and talk some dirty talk. Let's go out and do this. And I say, John, bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'm quite busy right now. And so I take my thought over to Henry. And Henry says, Herb, you are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are a successful person. You are a healthy person. You are a vital, dynamic, alive person. You're fantastic. And hey, I like Henry. I like him. He speaks good about me. And that's my thought. My thought of Henry. Now, John can speak good about me too if I train my thought and John to speak good about me. It's just a matter of taking every thought that I have and letting it be a revelation of my goodness, my wholeness, my perfection. And then it is so. What is it that I meditate on? Do I meditate on anything that is less than perfect? Well, then that's what I experience. But I say to myself, I am my thought. And I meditate on my thought. And I choose the thoughts upon which I meditate. And the thoughts upon which I meditate are my everyday experience. And I meditate upon a perfect body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. Every cell of my body knows exactly what its duty is, what its program is, what its ideal for itself is. Every cell. And it is done now. And it's wonderful. It's fantastic. And you say, Herb, you can't do things like that. It doesn't work like that. Yes, it does. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever thoughts I'm thinking about, that's who I am. That's who I am. And I am good, and I am wonderful, and I am happy, and I am fulfilled. Oh, I sometimes allow myself to think a thought of something that might make me have an experience that I don't really choose to say I want. But for some reason, I think that thought. For some reason, I dwell in that attitude. And for that reason, I experience whatever comes with it. But if I stop just 1 minute and say, I like me, 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 1 minute, 60 seconds. By the time I'm done with those 60 seconds of concentrated saying I like me, I begin to like me. I really do. And my life shows it. But how many times do I take a minute to 100% saturate myself with who I am, who I choose to be, who I believe I am? How many times? Well, unfortunately, not too often. But I can. Because I can end the relationship with all those old thoughts that would limit and bind me. And I can open up a relationship with all the new thoughts that say, I like me, I'm whole and perfect, I'm wonderful, I'm dynamic, I'm fabulous. Say this for yourself, know this for yourself, be this for yourself, and enjoy it. Because that's your reality. I know that's my reality. Have a lovely day, and know that according to your thought, you are what you are, and you are what you meditate upon. So join with me in meditating upon all the beneficial thoughts that could ever be experienced in your life and my life right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.